You are listening to Zoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Welcome to Zoom, a review a day. Once again, I'm going to circumvent the one review a day and go with today three reviews. They're all Ragman stories. I guess I should go in order. Ragman number 5 from 1977, Junkyard of Death. Ragman is basically a Jewish hero, kind of like the Golem is, Monolith. Monolith is a Golem. Monolith is another DC hero that is Jewish, based on Jewish legend. He was made in the 2000s. This character was made in the 70s by Robert Kaniker and the great... Rob Kaniker, that's the motherfucker who wrote the Lois Lane story where she turned to a black woman for a day. Anyway, you know what? He tried. He's trying with that story and stories like this. He's trying to make DC an ethnically diverse place. Anyway, he created the character with Joe Kubert. And here it goes into the legend... Rory, I forgot, I don't even know the boy's whole name, but Rory is a kid, or a young man, whose father and all his father's friends, older men, were killed. His father owns a junkyard, and a pawn shop. Rory himself went off to serve in the military. When he came back and he helped his father, he came back. He had a whole history. He got married, he had kids, he got divorced, and he came back and helped his dad. And basically, his father and all his father's friends, who were circus men, one was acrobat, one was Samson, he was a strong man. But this is a weird way they got killed. They get killed while these gangsters wrap them up in wires. And they're all electrocuted. And I don't know why Rory didn't die, because Rory found them being electrocuted and he grabbed them all out by their hand. He would have got electrocuted from the conduit. But he survived and he got all his friends, father and his father's friends out of the electric wiring. And they were killed anyway. They were dead by the time he... That's just a weird way to kill somebody. Anyway, he finds a costume that his father left him for a Halloween party, a masquerade party, and it is the Tater de Million, which is whatever. It's basically the Ragman outfit made from patchwork of clothing, but the clothes, let's see here, the clothes seemingly endowed him with the power of his dead friends. Agile as an acrobat, strong as the Samson, strong man, impact of a boxer. And that is a different origin than what he has now. And the story is basically about the same mobsters who killed his friends. They came there because they were looking for $1 million. And they ain't going to stop. They're not going to stop trying to find that $1 million in the drunk yard. And the main bad guy, he's like a gangster, he hires some more hitmen to go to the junkyard and do whatever they have to do to get the $1 million. And basically we get a feel for Rory. He's taking over his dad's store. He does things for the neighborhood. He gives people money where they need it. He lends people money, or he keeps their product. Sometimes he gives them the money and doesn't even take the thing that they want to take. Like, this is weird. One woman was going to sell her hair for wigs. You sell your hair at a fucking pawn shop? And he said, no, here's the money. It's a loan. Don't cut your hair off and sell it. sell it to me for a week. I mean, what the fuck? But there's some grim stuff in here. There's the main gangster who hires the hitman. He says, if y'all don't find that $1 million, this is gonna happen to you. And he opens up a freezer, and you see dead bodies laying in there. That's dark. And there's a movie called The Iceman, which he did that. And there's a movie coming out that is based on the real life of this hitman called The Iceman. He used to keep people in freezers, dead bodies of people who he killed in freezers. So that's extra creepy. But this guy who he hires is like, he's like a real, what you call it, a foppish type of guy, dressed like a dandy, you know. And he's like, he's very confident that he's going to get the money. He has a bunch of goons. And the art in here is just beautiful by Joe Kubert. I love it. The faces, the, you know, what he decides to do with the composition and a lot of the pictures, kind of like Will Eisner does. He does all these things with the composition. But this story is rough. You know what? This might be the only one I review because I'm going to go into it a little bit. The mobsters just take a girl off the street. I think it's the girl who's going to sell her hair for money. They just take her off the street. And there's no reason, rhyme or reason why they take her off the street. Ragman saves her, of course. And this movie is not, I mean, the first time I read this comic book, I didn't like it, but I like it now. It's nice and violent. And there's a thing about at the end, the same old thing with the money, where all the $1 million are found in a mattress, but the people who find it have no idea that it, see, here's the setup. There's a little black boy who Rory takes care of. Him and a white girl kind of take care of this little black boy who's blind and can't speak, but he can hear. And then there's a bum who stays in the junkyard that Rory owns, and the bum is cold, and he tells the boy to get him some paper or something that he can burn for keep a fire. And you know where this is headed. The boy finds the money in a mattress and burns it. He's blind, so he doesn't know that he's burning money. And there's a nice little twist to how the bad guy gets caught when he finds out that the money is burning in the junkyard. It's a weird story. It's a cool story. Joe Kubert's art makes it more haunting. That's Ragman Volume 1, Number 5. I give that a thumbs up. And I'll review another Ragman. We jump all the way to 2010, called The Suit of Souls, which all the time that I knew about Ragman. And I've been reading Ragman for a few years. Even when he's in Shadow Pact, they never really explored his Jewish roots and just how he feels about it. And this is what Suit of Souls is about. He goes to the rabbi and he talks about his father. His father was a ragman before him, which is a retcon to it. And his father... his father kind of abandoned Jewish people in Germany all those years ago, and they explain the age difference of why Rory is so young and his father was in World War II. They explain that away again. It's called retconning. But yeah, this is the whole thing about his dad, he feeling guilt over his dad, and he talks about the golem, he talks about the history of Jewish superheroes, and I think that's, and he talks about the history, they show a little bit of the history of Ragman and the people who took over Ragman. His dad was the last one before him in World War II, and there's a nice little wrap up at the end of showing that his dad really was a hero, and here's the other retcon. The original, for some reason, as I told you, Sandman took on the attributes of his friends from the circus, but here Sandman takes on the attributes of all of the souls that Sandman collects the evil souls, people who try to hurt other people. And Sam, like in this case, the Germans who killed all those Jews in the ghettos in Germany, Sandman killed a bunch of them and took their souls, but he didn't kill their souls. Their souls were trapped in his body, and he took on their attributes, and they learned to accept being a soul trapped in Sandman's body, because it means salvation for him, because they were evil people. There's a nice little wrap up to one of those stories, and one of those souls explained to Rory why his dad wasn't a coward, didn't abandon his people, I should say. That's Ragman One Shot in December 2010. Ragman Suit of Souls. I like the Ragman character. I dig it. I can make this 15 minutes because I got one more. Well, actually, I read this. This one is from 1992. Ragman versus the Gangs of Gotham. Ragman number 4 in the 8-issue miniseries in 1992. And this story wasn't that good. I enjoyed it. I remember enjoying it both times that I read it. But I just read this story again 2 days ago to refresh for this review, and I can't remember anything about it right now. I'm not even going to try. I should be able to remember off the top of my head what was going on in this story, but there's a flimsy plot about a mobster trying to take over the city by getting two gangs to kill each other, which is in a lame, lame, lame way. Like, the gangs would just fall for this. And then Ragman doesn't fight anybody. Instead, he stands in the middle of the gangs and lets them shoot him down. And I forgot why they decide to go. Why they decide to go away their separate ways. But I guess they see they can't kill him, so they walk their separate ways. It's kind of lame, even though there's good violence in those Ragman comics in the 90s. But I don't know. I like the 70s version with Joe Kubert, the Ragman gang. I'm just going to give it 2 stars just because of the fact that I can't hardly remember details of it. But Ragman Suit of Souls, I give from 2010, did I give it a review already? Or I give it a score? I give it a 3 stars. That's 3. The one from 1977 is a 3 or 3.5 stars, and Ragman from 1992, Ragman versus the Gangs of Gotham, is kind of lame. Give that 2 stars. That's my review a day review. Send feedback to doomcast.blogspot.com, Black Pun, or send it to the email blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Check out the Doom Facebook page. It's linked on the Doom website. And that's it. Until next time, peace.